Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Usually, we're bringing you the upcoming draft class, but this time, we do this sometimes, we bring you some guys that we call it the future cast. And today's guest, Miles Joyner, is a standout tight end. He began his career at YU here in Youngstown, and then he went off to play at Northern Illinois University. He still has another year of eligibility to really put himself on that NFL radar map, if you will. But, Miles, we appreciate you sharing some time with us. How is the day treating you today?
It's been a great day so far. I'm down in St. Louis. I'm visiting my family. It's been a great season, so I have some time to get away and enjoy my Christmas break before we go back down and start off-season training.
And for you, I'm curious, Pop Warner, Pee Wees, how early did you begin, this career path, this dream of, I assume playing in the National Football League, but when did you start playing football?
I started when I was maybe 5 or 6, and I played maybe 2 or 3 years of Pop Warner football, Little League football, and then my dream always was to be a college basketball player. So I stopped playing football around maybe 3rd, 4th grade and put all my eggs on basket and wanted to play basketball. And I went down that path, and I was leaning towards that. And then my sophomore, junior year, I just caught a growth spurt. And I started maybe like 5'10 my freshman year, and I caught a growth spurt my sophomore year. And I became like 6'3", 6'4", and I just wanted to play college basketball, but it really wasn't in my favor. Because I was so big, I was like a post. These days, everybody was 6'4", like a shooting guard or a point guard. So my high school football coach would be in the hallways, and he'd be with all the Power 5 coaches and all the college coaches that were available at the time. And they'd walk past and be like, man, who's this guy? And my high school coaches would be like, oh, that's the basketball player. He don't want to put any football pads on. And I just kept seeing the opportunity present itself, so I just felt like I'd go back and get back into the football lane. And I think ever since then, I think I hit a full steam ahead, and I haven't looked back since.
No, you have not. And when we reached out to you to come on the show, the first time I saw you was at YSU, and I'm like, man, this kid looks phenomenal. And I think it might have been your freshman or redshirt freshman season, but, size and just the ability you brought, I got so excited. And every year it was Miles Joyner year for me. I just wanted to see Miles Joyner as a Penguin. And Trevor Parks, our fantastic PR guy, I texted Trevor. I go, man, I am fired up. Miles really going to break out. And he's like, oh, he goes, Bo, he goes, he's off to NIU. And I'm like, oh, happy for you, sad for me, because I love seeing you. there at Stan Bosch Stadium, Miles. But,
oh, yeah.
And then I thought, because you have the size. Did you get a late bloomer? You kind of mentioned that. Is that kind of how you got passed over? Because, you got that prototypical size. It wasn't like, you're like, oh, he's 6'1", he's 210. When I saw you like this, when I saw you at YSU, I originally thought that you were a transfer from a bigger school that had to go down, but that was not the case.
No, that's not the case at all. I was a late bloomer, and I didn't start playing football until my junior year. A lot of the kids who end up going Power 5 or FBS, and they play football through our high school the freshman and sophomore year, but I didn't pick up football until my junior year, so I was kind of late to the recruitment. And I had some FCSs reach out, a lot of D2s, but the biggest thing was lack of film, not lack of size, not lack of athleticism, but just the lack of size. Lack of tape. So they were like, oh, let's go to camp. So I went to all these camps. I went to camping at the big schools, and they already had their guys from my class that already committed. So I was kind of like left the odd man out. And then Youngstown State, I went to their camp, had a great showing, and they ended up offering me a scholarship. And I did that. And like I said, I hit the ground running for there. And then that was that. Okay.
And that was that. And now we're here, and you got another year of eligibility. What was the jump like from YSU to NIU, and what drew you to NIU?
The jump has been great. The competition's been good. I've been getting better day in and day out. The biggest thing where I decided to leave YSU was when Bo Pelini, that staff was the one who recruited me. And Bo went down to LSU, so we got a whole coaching staff. And I just feel like it was kind of the best decision for me just to get a fresh start in my life. And I liked I thought NIU was a great fit. I think it was a great program, great winning program. I thought I could make a great impact on the offense. And I got banged up a little bit this year, but I'm ready to show my true skill set my last senior year.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout tight end from Northern Illinois, Miles Joyner, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always download it and listen to it at your leisure on Apple Music. You can also do it on Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can listen to this particular show for free. So what are the main goals as you kind of focus in? We know winning and team-oriented stuff, but for you personally, Miles, what are some of the things that you really want to concentrate on as you collegiate year?
I think the biggest thing I want to focus on is just continue my blocking ability. I want to showcase that I'm a deep threat as well. I think I'm pretty good in the short game and making the secure catches, but I kind of want to be able to stretch the field a little more and get over top of the linebackers and beat the safeties downfield. And this really showed that I'm really good after the catch. So I think that's my biggest thing I'm working on. I'm working on my body a little bit better too, making sure I'm cut up and getting ready for my senior year. So I just have I leave no doubt, no regrets, and I'll be able to hit the ground running.
Yeah, definitely. And it's an exciting time. And you mentioned Christmas break. You're in St. Louis. Now, I saw that you were says Dayton, Ohio on your bio. Originally a Dayton, Ohio kid, and then are you still based in okay.
Yeah, I lived in Dayton, Ohio for 15 years, and my family, my dad got relocated, so we just moved out to St. Louis, I'd say, maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of a new adjustment for everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Are you used to it? I mean, you know, you're coming back from college, and you know they're kind of probably a little bit acclimated to it. But it's, how brand new is this transition for you?
That's new, but you know, at college, you normally stay on campus most of the time. So I'm really living in Illinois. I still live on NIU's campus. So I'm here. So I come to St. Louis, like I'll be here maybe for the holidays. But day in day out, I'm still on campus and working out, and mostly with the team.
Oh, fair enough. And for you, you know, I don't want to get too off base of, you know, the draft and whatnot, but how much did you love, you know, with the Huskies, teammates? I mean, you know, who are the guys that you hang out with the most, and, you know, who are the guys that, you know, probably years down the road after college football, you know, that you think these are some of the people that are going to be close to your, you know, everyday interaction in terms of text or just hanging out?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard building a great friendship in 1 to 2 years. I think a lot of my friends I still close with from Youngstown State, but throughout the hard grind summer we had, I think I built a great relationship with some teammates from NIU. I'm really close with Rocky Lombardi, our quarterback, Clint Rakovich,
okay,
who would be picked up this year in the draft. I'm cool with Trayvon Rudolph, or another receiver underclassman, and then I'm cool with all the tight ends we have in our room. I think we have a really good relationship. So me and the tight ends, we have a great relationship.
And I'm just going to call him Coach O, your tight ends coach. I saw him post on Twitter that, you know, he was expecting big things out of Miles Joyner next year. What's it like playing for him and knowing that he's kind of going out on social media and giving you some love?
Oh, yeah, that's the support I wanted. I mean, that's why I came here. I think Coach O is probably the most demanding position coach I've had. I think I had great position coach at Youngstown State, but he demands the most from me through the run game, the pass game. He always tells me that I could be better in so many ways. And it's just, I show a lot of flashes, but the biggest thing is consistency. So he holds me to a high standard, and me and him have a great relationship. We talk on a day-to-day basis. So I couldn't be more happy to play for a coach like Coach O.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Miles, we're almost out of time, but we wanted to say thank you for coming on. We hope to get you on, and hopefully we'll get you on next season, and definitely want to get you on after the season as well, but a lot of time from now to then. But with that said, we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Of course.
All right. Now, it's Christmas time. When you were a youngster, what Christmas do you remember most because it was the favorite gift that you got from Santa?
Oh, for sure, when the iPhones first came out. I remember my dad got me the first iPhone that ever came out, and that was I couldn't believe it. I remember he gave my sister one, and I was like, wow. And he went to the back room and gave me an iPhone, and I was just like, I was stunned. So definitely that Christmas. That was probably 13. That was a while ago, 13 years ago maybe.
This one, you got that great size. You mentioned basketball was your first love. If Miles Joyner had to win a dunk contest, what dunk are you going to do for the perfect 50?
Two-hand slam off the backboard. I'll throw an alley-oop to myself and two-hand slam it.
I love it. And then the final one, I usually reserve this for the draft guy's ears, but it's just a fun question to ask. Who's the best cook in your family? And just say if NIU wins the MAC and you guys are champions next year, celebratory meal at home, who's the best cook and what meal would you like to see on the table?
My dad, for sure. He's a great cook. I'll have my dad cook, and then I'll probably go with gumbo.
Nice. Fair enough. That's excellent. I love it. Well, Miles, hey, best to you. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Merry Christmas. And we can't wait to see you, you know, just knock this thing out of the ballpark in 2022.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Once again, that is Miles Joyner. So much to like about this kid. I could give you my scouting notes on him. And, you know, I mentioned Kevin Radar, former YSU guy. He's with the Steelers now. Miles really reminded me of a Toledo tight end that I saw in Michael Roberts. And when you saw Michael Roberts play, and I think Miles could be, you know, a testament. That was a run-heavy offense where Miles wasn't going to get, you know, 13 targets a game. And that's a little bit of how Michael Roberts was at the Toledo, the power run team. You know, but you could just see – you could just see the burst off the line. You could see him block, and you see all those intangibles that kind of creates a special player to have that opportunity at the next level. And that's what I really admired when I first put the binoculars on today's guest, Miles Joyner. But you're going to see more of him. You're going to hear more about him as we build up through this collegiate season. I'm sure Phil Sill's going to start, you know, noticing him. Those publications come out springtime when college football starts to get that buzz. Miles Joyner, MAC football, I think he's going to be a name that you guys are going to be glad you know about today rather than tomorrow. As always, Merry Christmas to our guests, and appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.